activate do not disturb mode. You open your laptop, you've got your coffee in your hand, and you have a clear list of your to-do items mapped out in front of you. You've got the best of intentions to make today as productive as possible. Then ping, beep, buzz. Your attention is thwarted from the important tasks that you'd prioritized, and you're now distracted by the alerts and notifications that hum along in the background on your laptop. Not only is your email pinging, but now your SMS and WhatsApp notifications are beginning to fire up as well. It's like a cacophony of notifications vying and draining your attention. Now, at first you try to resist the urge to look up to the top right-hand side of your screen and just quickly notice the email sender or maybe the subject line. You promise yourself you won't open the email. You're doing your deep, focused work. Now, you're successful at first to resist the lure of digital distractions. But as the day progresses, your willpower gradually declines. And this is totally normal because the part of your brain that manages your impulses, your prefrontal cortex, it gets depleted, particularly as we work throughout the day. In fact, it's got a 4 to 6 hour battery life each day. And as I've explained in some other videos, distractions are conclusively shown to put a dent in our productivity. Studies tell us that most knowledge workers are distracted every 6 minutes, and it takes most of us on average 23 minutes and 15 seconds to reorient our attention after a distraction. Remember, this is called the resumption lag. So my tip today is to activate do not disturb mode on your phone, your tablet, or your laptop when you're doing your deep focused work. Put up a physical sign on your door or your desk that succinctly tells colleagues, kids, and courier drivers not to divert your attention. You might want to look at some signs that are a bit more permanent than laminated signs. I know some organizations are using colored lights, a red or a green light, to signal that attention can be distracted or that the person is inviting and open to being distracted at that particular time. So think about how you can manage the distractions that are coming to you.